Well, hello. This is Frida from Frida's Garden again. I haven't been on for a while, but I thought I would get you up to date on what's happening in Frida's Garden. You can always look at my videos, which I just made myself laugh this afternoon making my little movie trailer about my worm farm. And you can see that Frida's Garden. .com, Frida's, FreidasGarden, all one word, FreidasGarden.com. And that's my YouTube channel, and it talks all about my garden, and I'm on this worm farm kick. So I've got a worm farm going in an old fiberglass spa tub that I'd made, and made quite a few mistakes. Today the worms came in, and I got a pound of worms to put in this, just to get started, see if I can do this right. I got a pound of worms, but they were all like baby worms. I was really surprised. But I guess if you think about it, a pound of baby worms is more than a pound of full adult worms. So I guess I'll just go with what I got and see what happens. And so I've been spending the last 2 weeks just getting this little worm farm ready, amongst doing other things. So I'm just having lots of fun doing it, and I'm making videos. And then I thought, well, I'll put something up on Audioboo. In my garden I have spinach growing and some sun gold tomatoes. Oh my gosh. And I'm from Southern California, and the weather here has been nice. It's been up in the 80s, so yeah, everything's growing really nice. However, tomorrow night, we're supposed to have some Santa Ana winds, and these aren't like normal Santa Ana winds. Normally, these winds come off the desert, over the mountains, and it warms up. They're really warm winds that they just really blow hard. You know, 45, 50 miles an hour is the normal hot Santa Ana winds in the LA area. But I guess this one coming is like hurricane force winds and could be up to 75 miles an hour. Up in the mountains it's worse. But even down here it's going to be 50 miles an hour, they said. Tomorrow I have to batten down the hatchet because it's not sounding good. So I have to make sure that I put something strong on top of my worms. And you know, all my vertical plants will have to be, let's see if I can, what I can do with them. I don't have all that many. I have some lima beans growing. I have some king of lima beans or something. I can't remember the name of them. They're growing, and I actually just picked off a handful because only one of all of the plants that I planted came up. I mean, of all the seeds, one seed package. In that seed package, only one actually grew very tall, but you can't get a lot of seeds off of it. So I had like a handful of seeds. They're big. I love the big lima beans. They're just so much fun to eat. And tastes really good. A potato-y taste. A lot of people don't like lima beans, but I do. I think they're a potato-y taste. Really good. So I got some of those growing. I got spinach. I got sun gold tomatoes. Oh my god, they're good. My friend down the street, she came over and we took a bite. And boy, that tasted good. It's in November. Are you kidding? This is November, what, 29th, 30th? And just so neat to have tomatoes blossoming. And I got some wild tomatoes growing up. I mean, this last summer, I had 35, 40 tomato plants. I had so many tomatoes. I gave away so many tomatoes. I sauced up, or I froze tomatoes. You know, I'd cook them a little bit and then put them in a bag and throw them in the freezer, and I've been using them too in different sauces. One of the things I want to share with you about tomatoes is I found out that, you know, at first I was separating them all out. So the really sweet tomatoes, the ones I love, like Sun Gold and just the real sweet ones, I separate those from the other tomatoes. But then towards the end, when I had so many, and I was bunching them all together, and what do they call that when you put the tomatoes in water and just so you can take off the, I can't remember. It's 2:00 in the morning, so it's actually 2:30 now. So and I just was doing some other stuff, so I'm up kind of late. But anyway, I cook them a little bit, take the skin off of them, and then cook them down, and I cook them. I didn't know what I do. Yeah, some I cooked down and made a paste out of them. Some I made a sauce out of. But I noticed that by cooking them all together, cooking them all together like that, that instead of a nice tomatoey sauce like you'd have with just Roma or some of the big tomatoes, you also have a lot of the sweet tomatoes in there, like the cherry tomatoes. And so it kind of made the overall taste sweet. So whenever I would make like chili or whatever, it's got like a sweet taste to it, you know. It's a sweet chili. So I think if I do that, and it's good, it's just that sometimes you want just the tomatoey taste. So next year I'm going to be real careful and cook some, you know, Roma's tomato pasty, so it's more tomatoey. And I am not going to grow 35 tomatoes. I feel like I have done the absolute wonderful, fantastic tomato growing. So now I want to branch out a little bit this time and not get so many tomato plants. Just put the ones I really liked. And the ones I really liked were my favorite was Sun Gold for the sweet ones. And Japanese ox heart tomatoes are absolutely huge and delicious and grow really good where I'm at. They're good. And it was like a dark tomato, a chocolate tomato. Is it called dark chocolate? No, I don't have all of those at the tip of my brain here, but truffle, was it truffle? I think like a cherry tomato. That black tomato was really good. So I think I talk about my tomatoes on the other boo, and that's more when I was doing it. That was months ago when I harvested all those. But my gosh, I did such good thing. Now I'm all into perfecting my compost. And I've got two bins that I made out of pallets, and I got compost going over there. I went and got horse manure, fresh horse manure, which I was going to put my worms in, but then I saw a YouTube video that said that it could get too hot. So I sure enough, I had the horse manure all ready for the worms, and I went to it, and it was really hot. So then I took all of that and put it in my outside compost bin, and just a little tiny bit over on the other, on the right side of this huge, it's a Japanese soaking tub, so I left it on the right side of that, and then the rest of it, I just got some plain old stuff, that tomato, or newspaper and cardboard that I shredded all up, and I put the worms on the left of that, and if they want some of that horse manure, they gotta go find out where it's at. But they were so little. I don't know, I'm kind of disappointed. I expected to get big red wiggler worms, adult ones. So I'm surprised. Well, we'll see. We have to order another pound. We'll see if they make it. We'll see if they made it through the night. I didn't do something wrong. I always manage to learn the hard way. Anyway, I just wanted to tell you how I'm doing and how the garden's doing. The garden's doing good. Did I mention all the plants I've got? Let me go down them really quick. I've got broccoli and kale. I have a Japanese cabbage. I've got fava beans growing, although I grew them right where they were going to go up a pole, and then I realized they don't get that tall. So, but they're looking good. They're growing good. I grow, of course, sugar snap peas because it's winter here. So sugar snap peas. And so I got some tomatoes. I got herbs. I got thyme. Lemon balm. And basil's really doing good. My basil is. Let's see what I got. I got Big Mama Lima beans. I've got about five of those plants out of the whole package this time. They just did not take off. I don't know what I did wrong. I finally had to start them in a, I don't know, maybe the gophers are getting them, but I ended up starting them in a pot, just a little pot. And then they just got going a little bit, and then I put them in the ground. So, and I think about five of them came out. And then I got some, which I had for supper tonight, with my lima beans, were some burgundy purple beans, bush beans. And they're purple, and I think, you know what was so funny is that I went out and picked it all, and then I picked the lima beans, I picked the beans, and I brought them to a boil and let them simmer for a while. And they got nice and soft and tasty. And then I went to eat them. But I looked and I go, what are those little white things? It's like, are they coming out of the beans? It's the little tiny white specks. And I go, what is that? So it freaked me out a little bit. So I rinsed them off. And then I put them in the bowl. Just a tiny bit of butter in there. And heated them up in the microwave. And then as I went to take a bite, I realized, oh, I had sprinkled garlic salt on them. And that was the garlic salt. The little specks were already salt. I got freaked out on that. But anyway, I love growing things. It's just worked out. So I'm having a good time being a gardener. And then when I'm not an old lady gardener, I go and play S-W-T-O-R. You know what that is? Star Wars, The Old Republic, online. Yes, I am an online game player. So between that and my garden, it keeps me busy. And my doggy sees Mick and Mikey, Micro. So I'm going to let you go and just give you a quick rundown of what I've been doing lately. And I'll tell you about how these winds come up. If they get really bad or really crazy, I'll have to videotape them. Maybe it'll be Frida's Garden in the Hurricane Wind. That'll be my next video. I think I will get ready for that. Okay, talk to you later. Bye.